This season on Burying It All with Call Me Adam, I am highlighting my entertainment idols. And today, I am going back in time and behind the curtain to bring you this blast from the past.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, and I'm going to give you the old razzle dazzle live today from Sardi's as I get to interview former Spice Girl and current America's Got Talent judge Mel B. Mel B is making her return to Broadway in the Tony Award-winning revival of Chicago. Chicago is currently celebrating its 20th anniversary on Broadway. She's going to be in the show as Roxy Hart for 8 weeks only, from December 28th through February 19th. So don't go anywhere, because we have it coming. And we're going to find out from Mel B what she wants, what she really, really wants.
Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam. Wonder who he'll interview. CallMeAdam.com.
Hi Mel B.
Hi.
Welcome to Call Me Adam.
Thank you, Call Me Adam. Call and you're Adam.
Yes. Yes, and I'll call you Mel B.
There you go.
So you're going to be returning to Broadway in Chicago.
Yeah.
December 28th through February 19th. What made now the right time for you to come back to Broadway?
Well, I mean, is there ever a right time to come to Broadway? I think if you get given the opportunity, any time's the right time.
Yeah.
And I got given an opportunity and it just worked perfectly with my diary. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I got that like kind of sick butterfly feeling in my tummy. And I was like, yes, I have to do it. And yeah. It's like exciting and terrifying at the same time. And I get to perform with an amazing cast and to be part of an amazing show that's been running for 20 years and still sells out packed houses.
Yes. I mean, they're celebrating, Chicago's celebrating their 20th anniversary now on Broadway. And you're going to be playing Roxy Hart.
Yeah.
So now, first of all, what do you identify most with about Roxy?
Oh, she's just a badass chick. Not that I'm saying I'm a badass chick, but I have my moments.
Yeah.
You know, she's very vulnerable. She's very kind of all over the place in the fact that she thinks on her feet and then just goes with the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just very honest and open.
Yeah.
And I think that's a bit of all of us. Any woman who wants to admit that to themselves has those moments of vulnerability, not knowing what's going on, and the world is against you, and then you just take charge. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's all about girl power.
Completely, yeah, it is.
Yeah. And in one of the two songs, one of your two big songs is Roxy. And in that song, she's like dreaming of her fame.
Her stardom. Yes. Yeah.
So how does, when you perform that song, what do you relate to with that? In thinking back to when you were in the Spice Girls,
I got in the Spice Girls, I used to always kind of practice signing my autograph, hoping that one day somebody would want it. And that's actually one of the lines in Roxy. She's like, and I'm going to sign your autographs and good luck to you. And she's like living this world of already imagining that she's already there. And I did that quite a lot before anybody even knew who I was.
Mm-hmm. So now everybody knows who you are.
Well, I don't know about everybody. A few people, maybe.
And one of the other songs you sing is Me and My Baby.
Yeah.
So as a mother yourself, how do you balance your career, because it's quite a demanding career, and motherhood, and what advice would you give to other mothers and working mothers?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at CallMeAdam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying.
Well, I'm not one to give advice. I just go by how I live my life. And, as a working mum, you can feel very guilty and you don't always get that balance as in spreading out your time correct every week or right every week. But, you know, I'm looking at where I can bring my kids to work with me so they see where I'm at work. Mm-hmm. So if I've been gone for 10 hours rehearsing, they're like, oh, I remember where mummy's working today. Mm. And, you know, I'm lucky enough I get to work all over the world.
Yeah.
And I get to bring my kids with me all over the world. So I feel very fortunate about that. But I'm a worker. I love to work. I love earning my own money. I love, like, being involved in great, amazing projects. And I like, you know, giving. I like being out there, being crazy and sassy, I guess.
Well, we love it too. Now, you're in New York also for your first time during the holidays.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to most about celebrating the holidays in New York?
It's just so Christmassy. I mean, I thought London had it pretty spot on with the Christmas decorations and the tree and the lights and the this and the that. But, I mean, New York just really goes for it. The tree's massive. And I'm doing the hosting the New Year's Eve.
Oh, my God. It's going to be awesome.
Daily, which I've seen it on TV, but I've never been there. So I'm actually going to be doing that countdown, which is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of going balls to the wall this time.
I love it. Now, my two last questions are, when you feel like maybe you're getting stagnant or you need a change, what do you do these days to spice up your life?
Well, the thing is, my life, it changes a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just 5 weeks in Australia doing X Factor. I just did my other show in the UK for 10 days. I do lip sync battle over there. So I'm pretty kind of But I get breaks in between where I can ground myself and be a mom and do the school run and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I mean, for me, I make sure that I either do a bit of meditation every day so I can be somewhat sane somewhere in there. And then I just go for it all day long. Whatever happens, happens.
That's terrific. Actually, I have just two more questions. Since you are a judge on America's Got Talent and X Factor, what is it like to be a judge as opposed to when you were a performer and people were judging you? Do you bring any wisdom from your performer side to the judge table?
Well, I mean, because I've had a lot of experience, about 20 years of experience of performing and writing music and, you know, being part of Broadway again. So hopefully I offer words of advice, but I think the most important thing is no matter what you get told, you have to never give up on yourself and never not believe in yourself. That has to be your number one thing.
That's incredible advice. Yeah, I love that. And my last question is, what is the one thing that you want that you really, really want?
I want to remember every single word in this play so I don't mess it up.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Show, callmeadam.com.